It was better to be on his own than a willing captive in a broken system. He continued plodding down the street, Wolf close on his heels. The road rose up ahead of them, stretching to pass over the highway that ran underneath it. Chain link ran across either side to keep the jumpers from jumping, and Damien walked the 15 feet around it to head under the bridge. He groaned as he slogged the cart through the mud, then turned his back towards the overpass to drag his possessions behind him. Wolf darted around his back, his gray fur slick and mottled black from the freezing rain, then stopped dead with a rumbling growl.
Hey, enough!
He turned and patted Wolf's rump, then narrowed his eyes to peer into the darkness.
This spot taken?
Came the muffled reply. But it was raining and he was tired, and he wasn't going to find a better option tonight.
There enough room for one more? Well, one and a half, I guess.
Wolf looked back at him and wagged his tail, and Damien grinned.
A better half?
The stranger croaked out what sounded like drunken consent. He didn't need to be told twice.
Go on.
He nudged a hesitant Wolf with his toe, who stepped cautiously under the bridge, giving the hunched man a wide berth. He resumed dragging his cart behind him, careful not to turn his back on the stranger, even though he could make out little more than a shadow. You never knew who would find that either rude or an invitation. Damien staggered to the other side of the bridge, wishing he'd thought to go the long way around, where the ground was still level. He wedged the cart up against the concrete wall and grabbed the soaked blanket off the top, revealing his precious polyester sleeping bag underneath. He pulled it down around him, settling into the dry dirt with his back against the hard metal bars of the cart. This was much better than the wet stoop of Marlene's, even without access to an indoor toilet. Anything was worth sleeping dry and warm on a night like this. Wolf paced back and forth in front of him, glancing nervously at the strange man, then back at his owner. Damien opened the sleeping bag, patting the dirt beside him. Wolf pawed the ground, then stuck his wet nose under Damien's right arm as he folded himself down for the night. He smiled, scratching Wolf's chin. He had it better than most when he really thought about it. He was free from bills and meaningless employment. He had a dog and a warm spot to curl up at night. He lived by the beach, sometimes even on the beach when he felt like it, in sunny Oceanside in central California, with the worst of the weather being a night of hail once, maybe twice in the wintertime. No, this lifestyle wasn't bad at all, if you didn't care for material possessions. He cleared his throat and closed one eye, keeping his right eye open, until he couldn't anymore. He awoke to the sound of Wolf whimpering and went to grab his paw to quiet him down. That had always worked, ever since he was the scared, wired-haired puppy that had been fished out of the dumpster. But instead of finding fur and dewclaw, his fingers went into the warm dirt. Wolf wasn't there. Damien sat upright, rubbing his dry, burning eyes in the darkness. He could make out Wolf's enormous outline, hovering and whining over the stranger, who was either still sleeping or too frightened to move.
Oh, hell, Wolf,
he shouted, jumping out of the sleeping bag.
Skit away from there.
The cart rattled behind him as he leapt to Wolf's side, grabbing his tail to yank him back from the man. He ran off, disappearing around the corner. Damien sighed. He'd be back.
Hey, buddy, I'm sorry about Wolf. He doesn't mean to scare you, he's just being friendly.
He trailed off as he stared at the man's disfigured face in the setting moonlight.